The environment. Environmental factors may exist both inside and outside the healthcare facility. Outside factors include the prevalence of a given organism in the community or, as referenced earlier, in communities and locations that an individual has traveled to. This may include climatic factors. Facilities that are in warmer, more humid climates may have a higher incidence of certain organisms, such as molds and organisms transmitted via insect vectors like mosquitoes. Soil, water, and plant reservoirs may also influence the infection risk for a facility and those within it. Note that just because a certain environment may generally see a higher incidence of a given illness, not all similar environments will have those same issues. For example, malaria is generally understood as a tropically prevalent disease, but not all warm or tropical climates have endemic malaria. These environmental factors are also important considerations in the infection control risk assessment process, which is discussed in more detail elsewhere. Inside environmental factors include nearly everything inside the healthcare facility. Common examples are inanimate objects such as high-touch surfaces and medical equipment, plumbing system design and operation, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, HVAC, system design and operation, compliance with hand and respiratory hygiene processes, population density in a facility, organism prevalence in a facility. Many different processes in a facility can affect internal environmental factors, and these may result in changing risk associated with the environment over time. For instance, the use of proper cleaning and disinfecting supplies and processes may reduce risk, but if a facility does not have adequate supplies, the risk may increase. Or, a well-designed HVAC system may still lead to increased infection risk when filters are not used or changed according to the manufacturer's instructions for use, IFU, or if other maintenance processes are ignored. Key point: the processes that affect internal environmental risk factors are numerous and crucial to infection prevention. Most, if not all, of these processes are the focus of or are incorporated in infection prevention and control programs. These critical processes are covered at length throughout the rest of this learning system,